This is Corolla Digital.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yes! Another episode of the Koi Pond. This is gonna be good. Corolla Digital! I made it, Mom! Are you happy? I hope so. I don't think she is. Can never make my mom happy. No matter what level of success I do, she's not happy. She don't care. Because you're not a doctor. You're not a nurse. You're not a lawyer, Joseph. You're just telling jokes, having good time every single day, huh? That's funny. Here's something funny, Joseph. What happens when you have no more jokes? Huh? No more health insurance, huh? And then I cry.
No benefits.
She, to this day, is like that, AJ.
Sad.
AJ Raphael is back again.
By popular demand.
By popular demand.
Oh, thanks. Is it?
Popular yes. Demand? Yeah. Yes. We had so many requests for AJ to come back.
One
was my mom.
Oh.
Yeah,
my mom goes, bring that boy back.
That would be an honor if that was a true story.
No, that's a
no,
true
it was.
Story.
She actually wanted you to write a song for her.
Oh.
That's another true story.
Lance, why do you got to take it there?
Lance,
like, just,
man.
Like.
Just want to put him on
Lance
the spot.
Lance Patrick is here.
Hi.
Lance Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
But you know what's even cooler?
Here.
Guess who sat in, who was about to leave? Guess who was just about to leave and decided to come into the pod for the first time in history?
No one demanded it.
Everyone demanded it,
everyone
Gary.
Everyone wanted it.
Gary's here, everybody.
What up?
Yes.
Woo! Look at that. Everyone's so excited.
Just uncomfortably learned that someone's father might not be with us anymore.
Well, Lance's father passed away. But that was years ago, and he's still talking about it.
That was years ago, so, man.
Well, you made me feel like it was yesterday. Jeez.
Well, he makes everyone feel like it's yesterday.
Sorry, Lance. We're in the same boat.
He was really close to his father.
Oh,
he's
see?
Got a lot of,
we're in the same boat.
Yes. Thank you.
They're in the same boat.
Yeah, they are.
They're in the same boat to heaven. It just hasn't gotten there yet.
In heaven. Ooh. Oh.
I don't know about my dad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's in that boat.
All right, they might have not met each other then yet.
Well, yeah. Lance's dad's boat sank a long time ago. Just keeps sinking. It sank the minute he got on that boat.
That's not nice.
I know. Oh. You know, it was a boat to heaven. And everyone that was on that boat was like, oh, we're going to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just assumed that they were going to heaven.
And yeah, then
play that guitar.
The
play that guitar. This is everyone on the boat. I can't believe I'm finally going to heaven. This is going to be beautiful. I mean, I lived a long life. I had some great times, but now's my time. I want to meet God. This is going to be great. And then Lance's dad walks on the boat, and then they all realize that they're going to hell.
No! I don't want to go.
Donated to charities, though.
You're going to hell.
Donating to charities.
You're going to hell. Today you're going to hell. You did nothing good with your life. You're going to meet devils. You're going to meet Satans. Fallen angels. Hell.
Speaking of hell, Gary is with us.
Yes.
Gary is well finally said. With us. You know what I love about Gary, Chris?
Nothing.
Let me tell you what about... No, I love everything about Gary. This is what I love about Gary. He comes to my restaurant. This is many years ago.
Okay.
Well, it's only been open for a year.
Same one, Las Vegas?
Same one in Vegas. And he brings, of course, his beautiful girlfriend.
Sure,
I don't know how Gary got this chick.
I don't either.
I can see
I really
it.
Don't.
Dude, I don't.
Well, AJ says he can see it.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
No,
but he's...
He looks right in your eyes, too. Just staring.
She is way too good looking for me.
I also want you to know that AJ's Asian, so his eyes are completely shut at this time. His eyes are completely shut for that compliment, Gary. So please, he could be facing
the
wall. AJ could be facing the wall. I could see it. We might want to turn around and behind you, AJ.
Wow.
Chris, you want to know? You know what I love about Gary? This is what I love about Gary. So he goes to the restaurant and he loves it, right? And he's like, "Oh my god, that was the most amazing food ever, Joe. I'll always come back and visit them." Gary, whenever you want, it's open, right? His girlfriend loves it. So, anyways, I come to the studio. Was it yesterday? Was that here? Or 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And then Gary walks up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, my girlfriend's birthday is coming up," and I swear to you, I'm just telling you this, Joe. I'm just telling you. I'm not asking for anything. I just want to tell you what my girlfriend said to me. Oh my God, Gary, what did she say? She goes,
erroneous.
You know, we're going to Vegas, and she goes, the one thing that she wants the most in Vegas is to go to your restaurant.
And I said, 40 minutes each way away from the strip? Whoopee!
and listen to this. And then he goes, I just wanted you to hear that. I'm not asking for anything. I just wanted you to hear that.
I absolutely was not asking for anything. I'm more than happy to support Joe Coy in every way. I thought you might be touched that my girlfriend wants to make the trek off the strip to come see you.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice, Gary.
That is a compliment. What are you going to give him?
But then this is what I said, Chris. I go...
Unprovoked, by the way.
Unprovoked. This is what I said. I go, you know what, Gary? You know, come on. It's her birthday. Whatever you want. It's on me. Go. I'm gonna take care of you and your friends.
Ooh.
Without skipping a beat, he goes, oh, thanks, man. I'll let you know when we're there.
That's 100%
like that
true.
Fast.
That is 100% that accurate.
Yes. And he had a guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Order the Wagyu or whatever it's called.
Oh, God. The most expensive meat
whatever
that we have.
Whatever says market price, order that.
Well, here's the thing.
Gary, if you order Wagyu, I will kick you in the balls.
I'm not doing that.
No,
have
please.
Her order
no,
it, I want it's you to, her birthday.
It's her birthday. Well, I want her to order the Wagyu.
The problem is that I'm the only one who's going to enjoy that.
Oh, did this not happen yet?
She doesn't do
yet?
The beef.
Oh, she does it? She gets chicken.
Yeah.
Well, then at least just order it and say it was for her.
Okay.
Gary, are
I
you?
I definitely want to
that's
try
a
it.
Lancer
yeah,
do.
This hasn't happened yet. This is supposed to be at the end of June.
You want to hear what AJ did at my restaurant?
What's that?
So oh, AJ, my gosh. AJ, this is a false story.
AJ, no, this isn't a false story. I think I've told this on the last pod. I just want to say it again because Gary didn't hear it. AJ goes to my restaurant, right? He gets to Vegas and he texts me. All right, see you, Gary. Shit, I was just telling you a story. And he gets up and leaves. Oh, he's back. Okay. So, so he
turned on the AC.
He texts me. He goes, Joe, I want to hit up your restaurant. I go, done, bro. Go. I got you and your friends. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Right?
Right.
So he goes to my restaurant. They eat up everything. They eat everything as if it was their refrigerator at home. And they take all the food, right?
Okay.
And then he doesn't even say anything on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Doesn't even tweet
out.
It.
I can see it.
Doesn't say anything. Not a thank you. Not anything.
Dude, I don't remember
that night, I was looking for somewhere to eat, and I was checking his Twitter because I always check his Twitter. Always yeah. post the best
oh,
spot.
And you couldn't find anything.
Didn't know where to
nothing,
go.
Right?
No. Master.
Didn't know AJ, where to go. Usually AJ has a good place that he's eaten at, and he'll strongly suggest it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you went
Five
to his
stars.
Twitter that day, right?
That's where I go every time I'm hungry.
When you're hungry, yeah. And what did you eat? Anything?
I didn't eat. I starved that night.
Oh that's wow!
I went to bed hungry.
Oh my god!
That sounds
no. I usually review food that I. Paid for, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I hear you, bro.
It was free,
so,
man.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's free, you know, so thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if it's free, there's no real value.
Well,
yeah, does it really cost right? anything?
So you know, with the Wagyu, you at my restaurant, if you order the Wagyu, because not that many people pay for it, and when you get it, boom, you hit the gong.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a big celebration.
Kalen, are you going to go to my restaurant?
Next time I'm in Vegas,
when
I'd love to.
When you go there, I want you to hit the gong. It's on me, okay?
Oh, I would absolutely love to do that.
All right, because the reason why I'm saying that is because Lance, every time he goes, orders the Wagyu on me. I didn't offer it.
He goes, on hey, Joe? It's on Joe?
No. He doesn't say anything. You know how I find out that he ordered it? They hand him the gong. So right when he hits the gong, I turn around, and he's looking at me like, thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. Absolutely delicious.
Celebrate.
How big a gong are we talking here?
It's a big gong.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's a big
oh,
gong.
Oh, it's fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I want your wife to hit that gong.
All right.
Like you don't even have to eat the Wagyu. You just
I'm eating it.
Just ringing the gong is enough fun.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to eat it. I didn't get to try the beef last time I was there cuz I took Joe's recommendation, which was brilliant, and I got the pork thing with the egg.
Oh,
oh my god.
So
I would never have ordered that in a million years
especially a raw egg.
Not
you
a chance.
Never
not a chance.
But you
I
know
am
what
not
you do? Next time you go in, make friends with the management there, and then you never even have to ask Joe. You just go and say, "Yeah, Joe said he got it."
Yeah.
And then I fire that manager.
And then I do it again.
Right? Oh,
I've
hey.
Got pictures of me and Joe Coy on my phone. I think I can probably convince them that I know you.
No, you can. And that
just roll in with the hat. I'll throw on the shirt, you know. Yep. Just fully Joe Coy'd out.
Gary, you make that hat look really good.
I love this hat.
We all have hats on.
This is my go-to hat.
Yeah, that is your go-to hat.
It has become my go-to hat.
I'll make sure to get
one. I have a red one, too.
I'm going to get that's my JK hat,
yeah,
AJ.
No,
I'm going to make sure
I
to
like
get you
logo.
One, and I'm pretty sure AJ won't say anything.
Probably
he won't tweet it, that's for sure.
He won't tweet it or tell anybody.
If I buy it, maybe.
All right, then I'll charge you.
This hat elicits a lot of questions. People want to know what it is, and then I get to tell them that it's a comedian that I don't like very much.
That's so nice of you, Gary. I love you so much.
Hey, man, just spreading the word.
How long have you been in your relationship?
2 years next month.
Two years next month. So next month it's the anniversary, and it's also her birthday.
Yeah, it's
so she's
going to
get showered with
a
lot of gifts.
Pretty much in the same week. I screwed that one up. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. AJ wrote a song for you and your lady.
Happy two years. And some months. I don't really remember
at all
the day
I fell in love. That's for
it's on iTunes now.
Yeah, well, I do that. If you want to get that for her, it's 99 cents.
It's on
that'd
Joe.
Be a nice gift.
I think it's on Joe.
It's on. I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it.
That was nice.
It's a good present.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, 2 years.
What's her name again? I forgot her name.
Joya.
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 I'm full of Joya.
It came from Joya. It's all over your chest. I love you, Joya. That's another
that
song.
Impressive.
Just give that. This is all for your lady.
Watching Kaylin through the glass, who knows Joya, laugh hysterically at
Kaylin,
this.
Kaylin, what did you think of that song?
I didn't stop laughing during that. Yeah, I'm going to go on iTunes and buy it right now, in fact.
Please buy that
99
song.
Cents.
And all proceeds goes to Gary's wallet.
Yeah.
That way he can get her a nice anniversary gift. And she deserves it, man.
Hey,
2 years with you.
Okay.
2 years with you.
Oh, dude, that's like a marathon. That's a marathon with a normal person.
Yeah. Kaylin.
Yes, sir.
Do I say your name right, or am I making it sound too Asian?
Oh, no, you got it.
Kaylin.
It's Irish, actually, but yep.
Yeah, I know, but Kaylin, the way I say it, I make it sound
Lin.
Like you're in a kung fu movie.
Like Kaylin.
I'm here to fight Kaylin. Kaylin is a son of a bitch. He owes our family money.
Yoji. Wagyu.
Do it again.
Yeah.
He owes us money. I'm here for Kaylin. Prepare to die.
There's Kato Kaylin. That's sort of the same.
AJ, that was awesome. That was so good.
Dude, it's sound effects.
Holy smokes. That was good. Can you do this one? Boom, 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 boom. Do that.
No.
Try. That was kind of like that was like the Eddie Vedder version.
Almost.
We'll get that right next time.
Yeah, we
Kaylin,
will.
How was that song about Joy?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did it make you think of
Joy? For that instantly.
Yeah. Do you think of Joy when you hear that song? Like, can you see?
Oh yeah.
Gary and her.
See her just jamming out to that, right?
Joya.
Birthday.
It's Joya. It's spelled J O I A.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's still full of joy.
So, are you happy?
I am, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you should. This is the time that you make that that move. It's been 2 years.
Or
are you
going to
wait a
couple
more years?
I don't think a couple more years.
Yeah, I think you should make that move now.
I don't think a couple more years.
Yeah.
Let's get her on the phone.
She's so hot.
Let's give her a call.
Is she on? Can we get her on the phone?
No, I'm just kidding.
She's at work right now.
That would be the best time to call her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Why are you guys calling me right now?
And we'll sing a song.
Oh, my God. She would love that song. But well, what is your point?
She'll be getting that song.
So you're going to take her to Vegas
for
her birthday. Where are you guys going to stay?
That's still being worked out. There may be a work trip involved that I'm going to like tag a few days onto.
Why don't you just go to Treasure Island?
We probably will.
Let's hit up Chip, man.
So we're going to TI to perform the first week in July. And then 2 weeks before that, there's theoretically talk of like a mini bar crawl that I would be involved with
TI. Yeah.
So then we're just going to tack on in a couple extra days for that. And I really was trying to make you feel good. I wasn't fishing for anything. She said to me after I told her that's what we were going to do, she said, the only thing I care about doing is video poker and Yoji Shabu Shabu.
That is so nice. I really like her, man.
She talks about that place so much.
She is an incredible person.
Yeah, she's
and you're
great.
So lucky to have her.
Oh, absolutely.
Gary. Let's work on it. I'll call Chip for you if you want.
Oh, cool. Well,
Chip would love to have you guys there. We'll get you a couple rooms.
Yeah, if we're if the bar crawl thing happens, we're definitely going to be at TI because it's going to be based there to move some of their product because we want to clear out the Mangria and get some Endless Rant in there.
Yeah, we got to get Mangria all the way over to the Treasure Island. You guys come see Adam Carolla live. What is the date, Chris?
July 8th.
July 8th, and I'm so happy because I've been working on this project for 2 years with you guys.
You've been the biggest advocate of us at TI. And
it
that
had
is,
to be.
That yeah. is one of the crazier rooms to play.
Yes,
I mean, because it's got, what do they do in there sometimes? Ka?
It's Mystere.
Dude, but like just walking around that stage and looking down at all the moving pieces. And like,
yeah.
I've become obsessed recently with like how much those theaters must cost to build.
Oh, yeah.
You have to build them for like the next four shows. You can't just build them for one.
Here's the cool thing about Mystere, AJ. It is the first Cirque du Soleil to ever get to Vegas. And that was the first state-of-the-art theater ever made. So when that's you play awesome. That room, it doesn't...
That's an intimidating room.
You... dude, I play it every year, man.
Dude, the green
it.
Room for that room is bigger than a lot of rooms we play.
Yeah, it's amazing,
like,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
A full-blown pool table and stuff in there. Yeah, I mean, I'm used to the green rooms at the Improv where you could, you know... You flick something at somebody, and you're gonna hit all four walls.
So July 8th, Treasure Island with
Treasure
Adam Carolla. Are you gonna be there?
I am gonna be there. We are gonna have a guest, Frank Muir, who's
the fighter,
UFC heavyweight, and Nick Ritchie from the Dirty.
Yeah. Frank Muir's fight against Brock Lesnar was one of my favorite fights of all time.
Crazy fight.
Yeah, when he got him in that ankle lock, and I thought that was just so amazing.
Yeah.
Was it an ankle lock? I forgot what he got him in, but all I know is he submitted him, and that was just amazing.
Yeah, watch
that.
You don't even remember the fight.
Yeah, I love that fight.
You're so stupid. You're not a fighter, are you, AJ? You're more of a lover?
Not a fighter.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight?
I got into a slap fight in sixth grade, and I got suspended.
Yeah.
Did you win?
Who was it with?
My friend, his name was Mario Gomez.
Oh, I hate
Mario. We were slapping each other. I hate
Mario, dude.
Classic Mario.
Anyone named Mario just drives me nuts. Have
it
you
started
ever
off as a game, you know.
Do you know who he is now? Where he is now?
No idea. We're not even Facebook friends.
I say we find him and finish it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
I'll look him up.
By the way, I want everyone to know the slap boxing game.
Oh,
I just want everyone to know that always results into a real fight.
Really?
I've never gotten into a slap fight where it didn't just go into a full fight.
Oh, yeah, where you just get pissed.
Oh, yeah. My friend would always smack me in the face, and then next thing you know, don't do it, Lance. I'll throw a bottle at you.
It's a clean show.
Clean show sign?
We'll edit that out. We're allowed to edit that out.
Yeah.
Gary, I'm so happy that
buddy.
You're my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Gary only wanted to come in for 10 minutes. Was that too long?
No, that was great. It's not about – I'll stay for a full hour
next time.
I have another show I have to go record. I'm in the middle of my work day. I got to go produce
Well, you're not
going to
believe this, but AJ, even though he just met you, wrote a song about
really?
You leaving right now. And we're going to sing it to you right now.
All
right.
Don't leave Gary. Don't leave Gary. I don't want you to go.
Wasn't that sweet? It makes it so much harder to leave.
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
I love you, Gary.
Love you too, guys. Enjoy the show.
Yes, man. So everybody, July 8th, Treasure Island, and there's going to be a bar crawl with the Carolla team promoting Mangria, and you can meet Gary, Chris. I believe Kaylin will already be drunk there.
Oh, yeah.
And Dawson will be there. The whole crew will be there. And hopefully I think I'll just be getting back from Hawaii, I might go.
Yeah, so we got two. Up. There's also the Denver one in on June 10th. That, we're going to Denver. We're doing a bar crawl there. And then the last weekend in June, probably in Vegas.
So stay tuned
to our Twitters and
stuff
for that. But thanks for having me on, buddy.
I love you, Gary.
Anytime. Love
You're
you
the
too.
Best.
Thanks, guys. Have
See
fun.
You,
Bye.
Later, man.
Man, he's like a rock star, that
he
Gary.
Is.
You know what I mean? He's like Elvis. You know what I mean? He just left the building.
Oh,
did you see that? He took his headphones off. He goes, all right, see you guys. And he patted me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm just here to plug my stuff, man. All right, see you later, man.
I'm here to plug and get free stuff.
Yeah. Man, that was a good time. That's what he said. He goes, that was a good time. I got to go, man.
That was dope.
Thank you very much. Why do you use an Elvis accent?
That was cool, man.
I got to go, man. Hey, that was fun. All right, see you later.
Thank you very much.
I got to start doing that.
You want me
just leaving?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I want to just go.
Okay, I want you guys to know who Kaylin is because I just found out not that long ago. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Kaylin, can I tell them who your dad is or no? Or you tell them who your dad is, because they're gonna love it. Just say the movies that your dad was in.
Sebastian Bach.
No, watch. Listen, Lance.
Terminator, Aliens, Tombstone, The Rock, The Abyss, Grindhouse.
Oh my Jesus!
That's every good movie in the 90s, bro. Those are all the movies I went and paid top dollar for.
Holy crap!
Especially Tombstone.
That was a good one.
I mean, that's his dad, Lance. His dad is a part of history, bro.
Your dad is Jason Bateman?
The best one I get is I go, yeah, he's in the Terminator. Your dad's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. No, my dad's not.
I mean, that wouldn't be too far-fetched.
How cool is that? Yeah, how cool is that?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. I still don't know what actor was in all those movies, though.
His name's Michael Biehn.
Ah!
Come on, dude. Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun childhood.
You know, if my dad were in all those movies, I would carry those DVDs around with me. like everywhere I go. Like, oh, are we going to Starbucks?
And then
I would go grab my DVDs real quick.
Did you do anything remotely close to that as a kid with friends? Like,
did you brag about your dad?
No, not at all. My brother does all the time. My little brother.
Oh really? So yeah. You acted like it wasn't happening.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, he's this actor. He was in this movie. Yeah, and
that's what my son does.
Kind of like little Joe.
Yeah, that's why I said that to you, Kaylin. I go, you remind me of my son, because my son does that right now.
What does he say?
Oh, well, thanks, Joe.
All his friends love me.
Right.
But my son acts like I'm just dad.
Yeah, yeah.
But his friends are like following me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And his friends wear my shirts, you know, the shirts I sell. They
Has
got
that been
it.
A career day? Or are you...
Oh, no, yeah. He never tells me what career day is. But Heather McDonald has gone to every single career day. Because my son's best friends with Heather McDonald's son. Shoot. And they have the same class together. And she goes in career day.
She goes to career day. And you
but my
are,
son never tells
invited.
Me about career day. No.
Yeah, this is sad.
Nope.
It's okay.
Kaylin just got a dog, and he named it Ringo, which is...
Johnny Ringo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes to the dog park, and the people ask him, well, why'd you name him Ringo? And then he hands him a DVD.
That's exactly funny. How it goes down every time.
Kaylin, did you know that Chris is also an amazing singer and also guitar player?
I did. He's played at numerous of our bar crawls. Yep. Very well, in fact.
And I just saw it, AJ, online, and I was like, holy smokes, this guy can play.
Hell yeah. I saw him play in the lobby.
Yeah, and I would love for you to come in and play next to AJ, if you don't mind, because AJ is just a genius behind this this thing we call a guitar.
Oh, man, no, AJ's good at everything.
I'm not a guitar player, really.
Oh, really? What did you just do, AJ? You know,
he just picked it up.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, Lance, because Lance is the same way. Lance, when you surround yourself with people that have a lot of talent, they like to downplay their talent. And I think – now, I'm going to ask Kaylin because I don't want to ask Lance or AJ this because – or Chris because you and I don't have this talent.
Exactly.
And you ever notice the guys, whenever those guys that have talent like this, I can just pick up the guitar and just start playing? I don't even know. Do you play the guitar, Kaylin?
I do not play any.
Okay, yeah. So same here. And what I hate the most is, like, just right now, AJ just riffed on the guitar. And then he goes, I don't play the guitar. And now, why do you think he does it? Does he do that because he wants us to compliment him? Or because he really honestly thinks he can't play? Because if that's what you think, give me that guitar. I'll show you what not playing is all about.
It's all relative, you know. I guarantee, though,
he has a ton of friends who that's all they do is guitar, and they're amazing at it. And so you don't want to take that away from them, right?
Sure, I feel you. I'm not confident enough to say, yeah, I'm a guitar player.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess you're right about that.
I do play guitar, though.
But you sing.
You play it very, very well.
But you sing.
But Lance is the same way. Play. Lance is a genius behind... Well, he doesn't want me even... See, he gets mad. He gets so mad that I compliment him on how smart he is with... Other than that, I won't compliment you. See, why do we go through this?
Thank you.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Lance doesn't want to be known for the talents that he has. Mm. He wants to be known for some other stuff.
I see.
Like, he's like, you know I know 1,000 dirty jokes, right? That's what he wants to be known for.
That's how he introduced himself to me.
Yeah, that's how he introduces himself.
Hey, want to hear a dick joke?
Hey, man, say knock knock. It's the craziest thing. Anyways. But, Chris, can you come in and maybe play something with AJ off the top? I want you to improvise and go at it.
Oh, okay. You want me to bring a guitar in there?
What, or you want to just
stay there?
You should.
You can jam from here.
Oh, yeah, no, come in here and play nothing.
Yeah, play the air guitar,
Where's
Chris.
Guitar
That's what
at?
I'm asking.
I have one in my office.
Yeah,
go get it, bro.
Yeah. Bring it. I'll grab it.
No, go Kaylin, stay here, Kaylin.
I'm staying. Don't worry.
Did you hear what Chris said?
He's going over to the board.
No. Let me tell you what Chris said. No, Kaylin, stay. Kaylin, this is.
I'm here, bud.
Okay, this
I'm
is.
Here.
Lance, let me tell you.
Okay.
And AJ. Yeah. So when I got here, Chris was playing your guitar, right? And I go, dude, you have to play with AJ on this pod. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm prepared. I don't even know if blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And now when AJ goes, hey, man, you should come in and play, he goes, well, my guitar's in the office. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You knew you had your guitar in the office. You knew you were going to play. Why do people do that?
But maybe he didn't. Maybe when you asked him, he's like, oh, crap. And then he texts his mom, hey, mom, can you bring my guitar up here?
Yeah, he does still text his mom. Yeah, what I love about Chris and AJ are they're full Filipinos, which means they're 4 foot eight.
Oh, here you are. They're
both 4 foot.
That's what we got. We got to stand on each other's. Like I'll sit on his shoulders,
yes.
And we both play guitar. And
oh,
we play.
That
yeah,
would be
sick. Let's actually
dueling
do that.
Guitars.
Let's do that.
All right, so we got Chris Laksamana. And we also have AJ Raphael.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And, both really Filipino names.
Yeah, very Filipino.
This is a dreamy duo.
But this is an amazing duo. And for all the single ladies out there, this is an impromptu
yes
set with AJ and Chris Laksamana. AJ Raphael.
You're going to do what we were doing in the lobby?
All
right. Okay, let's not make it sound spontaneous anymore, AJ. Let's just give it away and say let's do what we did in the lobby.
No, it was just one guitar, but okay. Now we have two.
Two guys, one guitar.
Did you play an F minor? F sharp minor?
Hey, did you play an F minor? No, I played a G blah blah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Rich. Right.
It's a clean show, bro.
Nice. That's your jam, Joe.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. 'Cause we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never wanna hear you say I want it that. Solo.
Keep going, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Live in studio.
Yes.
Hey.
The Koi Pond, everybody. AJ Raphael.
Yeah.
Chris Laksamana. We got Kaylin back there.
Here we go.
Lance Patrick.
Yes.
It's the Koi Pond. That was fun. Yes.
Dude,
there you go, you guys.
Sick solo, man.
Yeah, that was great.
Nah, man, it was all you.
That was fun, you guys.
That was all you
threw
man.
It back.
Yeah, they always do that. That's nah, what. That's
why
what.
Why don't you just you. Take it?
That was all you, dude. That solo is ridiculous. I can't do nothing like that. You know.
That was fun, man.
But so, what can you do?
I just play chords. Oh, but what can we do?
I don't really play, but
I want everyone to know that they're saying hi from Vancouver. We got people from Jersey.
We're on Facebook Live. Or
yeah, we're on Facebook Live, everybody. Hi, Joe. Hi, Lance.
What's up?
Everybody's listening. Chris Laksamana. That's
hey,
AJ Raphael.
What's up, yo? Filipinos.
The Koi Pond,
for the listeners,
everybody.
Joe is live on Facebook right now.
Yes, we are, you guys.
Yeah. So Facebook Live. It's a
anyways,
new thing.
Yeah. What you blew up on YouTube, am I right, AJ?
I would say so.
I think you were 19 at that time, right?
Yeah. No, I was younger.
You were younger.
17.
And do you remember some of the earlier stuff that you did?
Yes, I do. I do a little bit.
Yeah, why don't you do one more song?
Okay.
For the earlier stuff, and I want to see Chris. Don't tell him what you're going to play, and I just want Chris to come in.
Earlier stuff?
Just whatever. Just play something from the earlier days. AJ Raphael, everybody, please check out his YouTube page. That's spelled AJRAF. Wait, I don't know how to spell Raphael. EAL.
AEL.
AEL.
Raphael?
Oh, Raphael. Raphael.
Raphael.
And here we go.
Well,
Chris Laxamana.
I don't know the words.
So make up words.
So hot that I melted, fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back. Oh, what a cool done run out. I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. Reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Keep going.
Yeah, man. You know the second verse, Chris?
No.
Open up your mind and see it me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love,
love, love, love, love.
The moment they sing with me, I'll not dump him.
Woo! Make up
it's
those words!
It's got the second right to be love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Go, Chris. Do, do, do,
do. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Let's give some shout outs.
Give some shout outs,
hey, Jamie. Alexandra. Shout outs to Felicia. She said, sing it, Joe.
Ah!
Hey, Liza. Sandy.
Sandy! All right, we want Chris to do a solo real quick. Chris Laxamana. He's got a pod called Resume. Make sure you guys go check
Resume.
It out on Corolla Digital. Go, Chris!
Hell yeah. Pinoy jams.
That was fun,
Pinoy
man.
Jams.
How long have you been playing, Chris?
Me? It doesn't sound like it, but like 10 years, just, maybe more than that even.
Yeah, but just hang it up over there, Lance. Let's just put it, hang it up.
I can hear it well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're here. I'll hold it. We're going live. I wanted everyone to see that. That's Lance Patrick. He was the cameraman on that particular set. And Chris Laxamana and AJ Raphael.
That's Raphael. Awesome.
Raphael.
I feel bad. I know you don't like that Backstreet Boy song.
No, it was amazing.
Right? Oh, no, no.
Who doesn't like that one?
No, I want that one. Because last time we were here, we played that other one.
Which one?
Oh.
Because our love is all.
Yeah, let's do it. That. Play that. Play it. Play it right now. Can we play it or no?
I don't know it.
Riff. We're live, everybody. It's the Koi Pond. AJ Rothwell.
What he does to make you
Chris
cry,
but I'll Lance Patrick
to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I'd walk 1,000 miles.
I don't know if he buys you nice things. Does his gears come from the heart?
Yeah.
I don't know. You were my girl. I'll make it so we'd never be apart.
But my love is all I have to give.
Nice.
Without you, I don't think I can live. I wish I could give the world to you. But love is all I have to give.
Woo!
Take it, bro.
Like vocals?
No, just play.
Talk anymore.
Keep going. We don't even know what we argue about.
Don't even say I love you no more. Saying what we feel is no longer alive.
Oh shit.
Some people work things out and some just don't know how to change. Let's don't wait till the water dry. We might walk our whole lives passes by. Let's not wait till the water runs dry and make the biggest mistake of our life. Don't do it, baby. Ooh. Yeah, ooh. 'Cause my love is all I have.
Yes!
To you.
Hey, that was fun.
Love you guys.
That was fun. Look.
What a jam sesh.
Hey, man, that's called a jam sesh. We're allowed to sound any way we like.
That's the Koi Pond.
It's the Koi Pond. Chris, you've never even played that song before.
No.
And that was your first time playing it.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
So fun, dude.
Dude, you got to hear... I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot, but he had this song that I used to listen to in high school all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? She Was Mine. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't.
AJ Raphael.
You got to hear this,
Chris
man.
Chris Loxamana is at the Koi Pond. We're going live. Lance Patrick is
this
is
a collaboration, the Koi Pond, though, right?
And here goes. AJ's going to play
so
an original.
Good, man. This song's so
and here
good.
We go.
Thanks, bro. I've had people saying, I've been listening since middle school. So weird.
So I hopped on a train in the afternoon. I don't know when I'm coming back, but I hope that it's soon. See, never thought that I'd have to leave your side. It's only physically, but know that you will be on my mind 24 hours at a time. Thanks, Candace, 'cause in your eyes, you are mine. No matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are.
Yeah.
'Cause love has no distance, baby. Love, love is no distance, baby, no. Not when it comes to you and me.
So good, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. It's cool, dude.
Keep going, keep going.
So she wrote me a letter, said the weather wasn't bad, but she said that she was doing fine. I want to see her face to face. It's what she wrote to me that day, and I knew that it was all a sign. Thanks, Zach. So I wrote back with a song. I promise it won't be too long. I won't make up for all our lost time. 'Cause in my eyes, Katie's mine. Hey.
Oh, she is.
Let's go. No matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head I'll be right there where you are. Love has no distance, baby, love. Love has no distance, baby, no. Not when it comes to you. And no matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head I'll be right there where you are. 'Cause love has no distance, baby, love. Love is no distance, baby, no. Not when it comes to you and me. One more time, you go. Not when it comes to you and me.
Oh, good, man.
This is a good time.
Thanks, man.
This is my favorite pod,
about.
You guys.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for the request, bro.
I've had 1,000... request for you, AJ, and this is I'm so happy you came in and
did
this.
I got a lot of tweets that day that you released it, man.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
And you know, was fun to actually see you have fun right now.
Yeah,
and Chris, this is, I haven't seen this side. I literally went to, I forget what it was, but I think Corolla posted something on Facebook, and it was Chris jamming at one of their bar crawls.
Oh,
the Mangria bar crawl, and Chris was just jamming.
What do you play when you're doing that?
Just like some originals and some covers. Like,
cool,
yeah,
dude.
A little mix.
But imagine seeing that for the first time. I never saw him jamming and singing. I was
love
like,
that.
What? So like when you came back in, when you came in, I was like, Chris has to sit in.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
This
and it happened.
Happen. And it happened.
And it happened.
And this is kind of cool.
I just have to tell you real quick. Lindsay on Facebook wants to know if you'll date her daughter.
Oh,
so, oh my
date her
gosh.
Daughter? Will you date her daughter?
Her daughter. Yeah,
date her daughter.
Go on dates.
There you go.
You should do that.
Yeah,
you definitely.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Yes, Lindsay.
And also, Lindsay. Also, that's creepy. So I just want to let you know that, Lindsay. That's kind of creepy that you push your daughter out there like
that. A lot of people are.
Want you to know, will you date my daughter? She's cute. I tell you that much. She's kind of like me, only younger. But I tell you this: if I was the same age as my daughter, I'd be on your balls right now.
Oh my God.
That's what you wrote. He read that.
Yeah,
I read that.
Oh,
that
was actually in the comments, yeah. There's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Using TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. In fact, there are over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar, certified dealers nationwide. You'll see what other people paid for the car you want, so you can feel confident with your fair price. Over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off of MSRP. Are you kidding me? $3,279 off of MSRP. So you can buy the car, and then that money that you saved from buying that car, you can buy another car. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com. That's TrueCar.com. Or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car experience. Some features are not available in all states. TrueCar, go buy a car now, 'cause it's easy. Hey guys, I just want everybody to know about Mack Weldon. Why? 'Cause I like to dress nice. I don't want to dress like a slob. I want to look good. And the way you look good is you go to MackWeldon.com, because they got premium fabrics, they got smart designs, and they got everything that you want. V-necks, underwear, socks. Not just any socks, the best socks. Like the most comfortable pair of socks you ever... One thing I love to wear, socks. And I'm not even lying right now. You come to my house. In fact, go to my Snapchat and you'll see some photos of my sock drawer. I can't get enough. And now I'm addicted to Mack Weldon socks. The most comfortable pair of socks I've ever worn. And you can get them too. Just go to MackWeldon.com. Here's the thing. I spoke to the people over at MackWeldon.com and I was like, you know what? I want all of my people to go and shop at your store. But can you hook them up, please? Maybe 20% off? They said yes. And they gave me a promo code. It's KOY, K-O-Y. You use the promo code KOY, you'll get 20% off of anything you purchase at MackWeldon.com. Whatever you want. If you don't like your first pair of whatever you get there, they'll give you your money back. And you get to keep it. But you know what? You don't even have to worry about that. Why? Because you're going to love it. Just go to MackWeldon.com, type in the promo code K-O-Y, and start looking good. Now. That was fun, man. Dude, that was fun just messing around, dude. I've never done that before.
Hey, can I just ask one thing? Because a lot of people are typing in more than words.
Do you have more than words?
Yeah, Joe. Here we go.
No, I don't know the words to that. In fact, I don't know any, but I love the song. Chris, do you know the song?
This is for everyone on Facebook that's asking for it.
This is the song that everyone learns first at college.
Saying I love is so high. Is not the words I want to hear from you. Oh my gosh. Not that I don't want to. Not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to. Do you know this? Me, how you feel. More than words is all. I'm gonna do that song.
That was awesome, man.
Those are crazy chords in that song, huh?
Yeah,
I was feeling it though. I liked
it. Those are awesome chords in that song.
This was fun. I love you guys. Thanks for watching us live. That's Chris Laxamana. That's AJ Rafael.
Filipinos in the house.
Go check it out on iTunes. Over there. Koi
Go
Pond.
Check it out. Go!
Koi Pond.
Yo, that was fun, man.
Sick. Dude. Wow, we went Facebook Live.
Out of nowhere. I think we should have done that. That was something we had to do.
We Facebooked Live on a podcast.
Yes.
So when people listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like
Now they can put the two together.
They're like, who's Lindsay? Who's Katie?
That was so much fun, you guys.
Lindsay, yeah,
did
they
you have fun?
The chat.
That's what they sound like when they talk.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. I wouldn't come here if it wasn't fun, you know?
Yes.
It's the best time when he's here, man. He just...
Yeah, we killed it, man.
Such good energy.
Yeah. When are you going to move out of Riverside?
Oh, man. I think my little sister's graduating soon. Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch your little sister?
Yeah.
What are you being the annoying big brother? She can live on her own.
You're right. 17.
I'm fine.
She's 17?
Leave me alone.
No, she's had a boyfriend for a year, bro.
Yeah, so leave me alone already.
No, Justine.
No, it's just annoying. You don't have to be around all the time. Like,
Justine,
everywhere
why are you
I go.
Being like that?
I'm being like that because I'm 17
You're
now.
Never like that.
I am like that. Stop
you're
talking
just
about
like
what
that.
I am.
Because you're in front of Joe.
I think he's cute. I think Joe. I think Joe is cute. I wish mom would push me on him. Lindsay's mom pushes her friend.
My mom's on the chat.
Yeah.
Please, with my daughter. Oh, did I tell you? I called you. My mom, she was like, she put this contest on Facebook to win two tickets to Joe Coy's Pala show.
Are you serious?
And that's when I was like, Mom, I'm just going to call Joe and see if maybe he has some extra tickets. And then Joe, of course, was like, dude, yeah, you plus four, man. But you know,
course.
My mom was like reposting there's a contest online several times.
So funny.
Because she has a new boyfriend and she wants to, you know.
She's impressing him.
She wants to take him out.
Well, let's put you on stage. You're going up, right?
Wow.
So go up on stage at Paula.
That's happening.
No, you want to do it?
I'm down.
Let's do it, man.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, I would love for you to be. When is the Paula date?
She would cry.
When is my Paula date?
Is that July something?
Lance?
24 or something?
I can't remember. Just made that up. I'll look it up.
Just go to joecoy.com, and we'll be at Paula. Everybody that's in – that's closer to San Diego, is it not?
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So everyone on that side of town, Southern California, the San Diego area. What date is that?
SoCal. Looking it up right now.
We'll be at Paula Casino.
Saturday, July 16th.
July 16th. AJ, if you want to do a spot, man, I'd love for you to be on it.
Dude.
By the way, it's going to be sold out, man.
Oof. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be
huge.
Yeah,
thanks for the tickets. I know it was, you know.
Chris, if you want to go up and duel with him, that would be kind of cool, too.
Yes.
I'll do it ever, man.
Yeah? Yeah, so we'll let AJ do a spot, and then you just go up and duel with him.
July 16th.
If AJ lets you, because it's more of his, you know what I mean?
It's more his thing.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's an open stage.
I feel like
open mic.
Goes to the sound guy. You keep him down.
Yeah.
Can you turn him down, man?
Yeah, but
can you watch his vocals?
Hey, is there any way right when he starts to play, unplug his guitar?
But AJ, you remember that solo, right?
Yeah. No, he needs to.
Yeah, I want that solo so low that nobody else can hear. Sound good.
Was there always talent in your family, Chris?
No, nobody else plays music in my family.
You're kidding me. No uncle that you know of or anybody on your mom's side or dad's side?
Dude, I had to beg my mom to let me play guitar. Like,
really?
Well, she liked me. I played piano as a kid, but then I...
What Asian didn't?
That's what I'm saying, man.
And then I started watching like rock bands, and then my dad had an old acoustic guitar I got from Mexico. Like, just like, it was terrible.
Spanish?
Yeah.
Nylon?
No, it was steel. It was like, it looked like the thing was like $20.
Yeah.
And it had one string on it, and I would play on that thing for hours.
That's one string.
I would write songs on it. I didn't know how to play, but I was just like, oh, that makes a note.
Hold on, we're going to do one string. Chris Loxamana. AJ's playing the one string. I'll be the singer.
That was the song. He's playing my song.
That's all I need to write a song. Just one string. Someday I'll get the other four strings.
Or five.
But until that day, I'm gonna rock this one string. Did you like that?
No lie. That was the song. Like, that was what I wrote. That took me like a year to come up with when I picked it up. That.
Wow.
Really?
That's no lie. 100% the truth. That is what I wrote.
Are you
and
serious?
And I worked on my one string guitar, that bass line. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
What?
That
was
that is no joke.
That's
and that
crazy.
Tempo, that everything.
You're nuts. For real. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, I've known you since
it up. Yeah, and
since
AJ
I
just
was
played
a child.
It 4 hours ago.
Winning.
But that's kind of cool, man. So you taught yourself. You're self-taught.
In a couple months, we see AJ's new single. It's like, I'll be saying that.
I got one string.
Under the stage name, One String Willie.
Let's give Lance Patrick a little solo right here because he's kind of jealous. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He loves to sing, and this is.
No,
I don't know if you guys know this. In Orlando, when they were getting all those boy bands together, Lance was actually one of the boy bands that were supposed to come out.
That's not true.
They were called Hot to Trot. I knew that band was going to be good just by the name of that band, Hot to Trot.
Yeah.
But then they
did NSYNC covers.
Well, no, they changed their name to HTT, and that didn't do too well either. And then NSYNC took off. But he can still sing, so why don't you play something for Lance?
I was hanging with the fellas,
saw you with your new boyfriend that made me jealous. I was hoping that I'd never see you with him, but it's all good because I'm glad that I met him. Ha! Because now I know the competition's very slim to none, and I can tell by looking that he's not the one. He's not the type you said you like his style is whack. Clothes are back. Come on, girl, let him go. I want you back.
Me a hater. You
want to, but I only hate on him because I want you. Say I'm tripping if it be right. You without me ain't right.
Ain't right. Say I'm crazy if you
want to, but
that's true.
Crazy about you.
You can say I'm breaking down inside because I see you with another guy.
I like how you said Lance wants to sing, and we just did the same song we did last time.
Acoustic, you know?
Yeah, but it's acoustic. Last
acoustic
time it was on
session.
This is acoustic, man.
So
this
you can download both versions.
I just want everyone to enjoy this. I just want everyone to enjoy this. This is Koi Pond Unplugged.
No, you just wanted to put me
Koi
on the spot.
Unplugged.
This is Koi Pond Unplugged.
Do you remember MTV Unplugged?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Jodeci days.
Uptown was my favorite. Jodeci was my favorite.
Jodeci, yep.
When they played Lately. I went crazy.
Lately I've had a strange feeling with no better reason here to find.
I see.
I don't know the rest of it.
Keep going.
But yet the thought of losing you's been hanging.
I don't need to know the words.
Around my mind.
not my mind. I'm a man.
I'm a man of many wishes. I hope my premonition misses. But I really feel my eyes won't let me hide. Cause they always start to cry. Cause they conquered me goodbye. I don't even know the words. I forgot. Wow. I used to love that song.
Dude.
One thing I hated was remakes, but man, that remake that was the remake. Best. Jodeci killed that remake.
All day.
Man, you are a talented kid, AJ. Thanks for letting us jam with
I'm
you.
I'm an adult now.
And so. I am not. Now, no, you're a kid.
No, fight for it.
You're a kid, bro.
Fight for it, AJ.
You're still a kid.
27 now.
No, you're still a kid, man. All right? You still have the baby pubes that grew on your hair a long time ago.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah, you're still there.
Oh,
they're
he
still
does.
There. They're still there.
Yeah, I just checked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, one thing I said earlier about how you said that, you know, oh, I just play or whatever. I like to sing, but I know I'm not a singer like you guys. But I love to sing. Like, and one thing I love doing with you is trying to sing with you. But I know I can't do what you do, and that was a lot of fun.
No,
and
but it pushes you.
It does push me. I mean,
you're reaching those notes, man.
I know that I know that I am a comedian, and that's my role, and that's my lane, and I'll never go out of that lane. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do love to do it, and you know what I mean. But man, watching you do it just inspires me, and seeing you. Inspire somebody like Chris, you know what I mean? And knowing that those songs out there push somebody to create musically,
really
you got to remember that, all right, AJ? Because, see, you got to know that, man.
No.
And what was the name of that song, Chris, that you loved that AJ
Oh, She Was Mine.
She Is Mine.
Dude, we used to put that. I remember I told you, we used to put that in all the mixtapes, all the mixed CDs back then.
Yeah, that was when CDs were happening, huh? People were burning CDs with my songs on them and stuff.
So where can they still get that at?
Yeah, iTunes. You know?
iTunes, or they can go to your website directly.
Mm-hmm.
What is your website again?
JRafaelMusic.com.
Yeah.
And it'll lead you to the iTunes link.
Yeah, so it's AJRAFAEL.
Nice, you got it right.
.com. And what is all your social media?
You know, Twitter, AJ Rafael. Instagram, AJ Rafael. YouTube, AJ Rafael.
Facebook.
AJ Rafael Music.
Oh, good. I was going to say.
Snapchat, AJ Rafael.
Nice.
Man, see, I'm not as funny
Lance,
as Joe.
Why can't I get my Snapchat? Why is mine the real Joe Coy?
Oh, I loved when you guys took the Uber. Not, it wasn't an Uber. You just took a random person's car. Yeah. Where did you guys
go?
Where'd we go?
In San Jose.
That girl's car.
Our homes.
That was crazy.
Her car was so dirty, and you guys were just banging on it.
Oh, dude. It was so funny. So, Chris, this is what happened. We both of our phones died. Both of our phones died, and we were going to get an Uber to pick us up off the side of the road. But both of our phones died. So now we're walking to somewhere where we can catch a cab because we had no power on our phones. And then I just looked at some chick going to her car, and I go, "Will you take us home, please?" And she goes, "Oh my God, Joe Coy!"
Yes,
and then I was like, "Yeah, can you take us home?" She's like, "Are you serious?" And then she took us home, and then I Snapchatted the whole thing. It was the funniest thing.
It was
thing.
Amazing.
She had a bowl of oatmeal in her
and like a mug
in her car. Yeah, it was so funny, man. So yeah, mine is the real Joe Coy. Go to joecoy.com. Follow me on Instagram and of course Facebook, JOKOY. And this was the Koi Pond Unplugged, man. That was fun.
Best,
Chris Loxamana.
Ayo.
You got to bring AJ on your on your pod.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
He's coming on.
Resume.
That's just going to be the Koi Pond Unplugged Part 2.
And are you going to open the show? Or you should ask Adam if he can open the show at the Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah. I've opened a few of his shows before.
Well, you should do the one at Treasure Island for sure. And Treasure Island is July 8th.
July I'll ask 8th. Him, man.
Yeah, go to adamcarolla.com, he's doing the live pod. Chris will be there. The whole crew will be there. Hopefully, I'll come by. AJ, where's your next live performance?
Oh, my gosh. Hawaii. July 2nd at the Blaisdell.
Okay, everyone buy tickets July 2nd at the Blaisdell. I'll be in Hawaii. I'll be in Maui.
Yep.
And I might have to jump on
just
a plane
fly out,
and fly over there. Who's all on that card?
Oh, man, me.
All right, cool. That's going to be fun.
I'm trying to lock down acts right now. Okay?
Yeah. That'll be cool.
You only care about yourself.
Lance Patrick.
Yes, sir.
You can catch Lance everywhere. He's usually with me. If he's not, he's working on something pretty big and heavy down here in L.A. Like what?
Yeah, like, what is it going on?
No, you know what? I'm going to focus on the road. JoeKoy.com.
Nice. JoKoy.
Hanging with the
Yo,
fellas.
Very funny. Lance is hysterical. You got to watch him live. The cool thing about Lance is he goes up and does 15 minutes, and then all the hot chicks fall in love with him.
No,
then,
you know what? You I'm keep sure. building me up. You and keep then, building me up like
then,
that.
And then nothing happens with me. Nothing happens
no,
you, with me.
No, but
I've seen it. I've
he
seen
builds
it.
Me up, and then me. Someone comments under about Facebook and goes, "You know what? You build him up too much. He's a lot fatter than you say."
That's pretty funny. They do say that.
So mean.
Someone did say that I built him up too much. And
I hate
like,
bullies.
Yeah. Why? What? Why? That's not true. Was that needed?
Why even say that?
Anyway,
online yeah, sucks.
It's just come out Stop to a bullying. JoeKoy show and have sex with Lance after.
Oh.
At Lance Patrick. And then, of course, Kalen, you want to plug yours?
Oh, don't worry about me.
Yeah, don't worry about Kalen. His dad already paved the road for him, and he's just having fun. He's having a good time.
Exactly.
I'm JoeKoy. That was the Koi Pun Unplugged. AJ Raphael, thank you so much, man.
Anytime, man.
And let's play us out. That was it. I love you, Mom.
So long. Farewell. To you, my friends, goodbye for now, until we meet again.
Nice. Love you guys. Bye.
Love y'all.
Yeah, I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like all I ever wanted.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.